This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you better.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's amazing. I think back when we were talking about this road trip, Jeffrey, that the Grizzlies were embarking on, the longest ever. I mean, they had a longer one, I think, when they were in Vancouver.
The longest of the Memphis
the
Grizzlies
longest
era.
Of the Memphis Grizzlies era, which is now a 25th year. I remember a lot of you were really down on the, and I was like, I think they could sweep the road trip.
Yeah,
and,
no, I mean,
thought I was
tough.
High.
Yeah.
They hadn't had enough sleep.
It's tough
the
being that positive
whatever.
All the time.
But I was like, you know what? I see them. I mean, they're going to whack Chicago.
Well, duh. That was the free space.
And then I'll tell you how I looked at it, because I don't want to just like, what I looked at it was, okay, they may have lost to Dallas. But if you heard them afterwards, they were happy because they knew how well they were playing.
Yeah.
Right?
There's no question.
And then you take that and you combine it with the success they've had. And this was probably my moment of insight where a lot of you fell short. The success that they've had against the best in the East. I said, you know what? I see them going into Milwaukee and winning that game.
Well, we've been...
I see him going into Milwaukee and winning that game handily. At the time, and I didn't say it because I had so many other things on my mind Friday, but they were 10-4 against the best teams in the East.
No, we've discussed on this show how they are the best Eastern Conference team.
And so I just had an inkling. You know, sometimes you just like...
No, you got a premonition.
Sometimes you just get a premonition.
Uh-huh.
And I knew good things would be happening. And now, of course, we have the additional good news that Jaren Jackson Jr.
He's been upgraded to doubtful.
Doubtful. Yes, he's doubtful.
He's no longer out.
Woohoo! The celebration that commenced yesterday when the news broke that Jaren Jackson Jr. is doubtful.
Not questionable.
Not questionable. He is doubtful.
Take that for data.
Jonas is out.
Yes, concussion protocol.
Jonas is out. Concussion protocol as they take on Denver next. And so Jonas is out, and I don't know whether Jaren Jackson Jr. will play tonight, but I suspect they'll play this week, don't you think?
Yeah, that seems likely. The fact that they've moved him up suggests that he's going to play this week.
This is a gradual upgrade.
Yes.
What would you bet on tonight, or would you say it's doubtful?
I'd still say it's doubtful because that's what they're putting.
I think it's probably doubtful.
Yeah. I'm not sure if most NBA fans are familiar with good old school NFL injury reports.
What is doubtful? In the NFL, does doubtful mean questionable?
Well, so they changed it. So it used to just be probable, questionable, doubtful.
Wait, it used to be you're either playing or you're out. This is the NFL?
Right.
And then you're probable?
Yeah, it was probable. If you're on the injury report.
That's more than 50, but that's 75%.
Probable meant you were likely to play.
Then
questionable was
coin flip.
Correct. And doubtful was
unlikely. Doubtful is 25% if they shows up and there's a miraculous thing, we'll play him.
Right.
And now what is there in the NFL?
Now it's basically just probable or doubtful.
There's no questionable.
No, there's no in between.
What's the NBA got? It's got all three still. It's old school. It's still
right.
Got
the
probable,
NBA's
questionable,
still,
doubtful.
Still with the old school.
Well, he's doubtful.
Correct.
So I'm going to doubt he plays.
Yes.
But I'm going to say improbable that he plays this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jeff Calkins' injury report.
Yes.
I mean, listen, I was right on Milwaukee. What else? You know what? While I'm on a roll.
I mean, why stop when you're
why
hot?
Why stop when you're hot?
Never quit on a heater.
Never quit on a heater. Today on the show, Brevin Knight is going to join us in the next segment. And that's fun. He's not doubtful, not questionable. He's not even probable.
No, and I mean, they've been so into it. I mean, that dancing from Friday night.
I got to ask about the dance. The dance was something else. Who knew that Pete Pranica could dance like that?
Certainly not I. Maybe even Pete didn't know. Maybe he had to.
maybe
you
even.
You know what I mean? Like, he just blacked out. He's like, I don't know. I was just in the zone.
Pete didn't know. So we got to ask about the dancing and everything else. And anyway, it's been a really fun stretch. And so we will celebrate with Brevin Knight. Then Chris Harrington will join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we got an open segment where we can go any number of directions, Jeffrey, including the Friday Night Stripes game. In fact, you know what I want to do? What I think I'm going to do is let's just go through the weekend.
Okay.
Right. Let's just go through the weekend.
All right.
Because it was a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
What was the highlight? Non-sporting division.
Non-sporting division? I didn't have to get back into the country and take a COVID test.
That's just comparing it to the previous week. Yes.
But that's a highlight.
That was a highlight.
Yeah.
That was a highlight. There was no other highlight
quality,
in non-sporting division?
Quality time with my wife. With
that's
my bride,
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful. Anyway, it began with Friday Night Lights and...
I watched the WeWork doc. There you go.
What is the WeWork doc?
The documentary on what appears to be, WeWork was that.
What is WeWork?
It was a big, it was all the rage like 2018, 19. Basically, it was a company that was
it's
like.
A company.
Yeah, okay. They were like leasing, essentially they were like leasing office space.
Uh-huh.
And it kept getting valued way above like what it actually was. And it became like
the company did?
Yeah.
Like tulips?
Correct. But the whole premise was they were going to change the workplace. It was the workplace was no longer an I proposition. It was a we proposition. It was a lot of buzzwords.
Was it
BS.
A good doc?
Yeah, it was well done.
Okay, good. What by the way, remind me, what the hell is WandaVision?
So WandaVision is it was a Marvel.
We have to go category. What
correct.
Is WandaVision?
So it is.
I imagine it was like we or like a thing. No, it's a. It's not. A,
I think it was
not an implement.
If I recall correctly, it was 8 episodes, and it is a. It was a show, but it's not going to be renewed
it's
again
a show?
And again.
Is it a streaming show?
Correct. It was on Disney Plus.
Okay.
But it was going to be like just a one-off, like this 8 episode, like it's
okay,
not
it's
gonna
a,
get renewed
an,
for no
I
new season.
I just need to know what the category was.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like I literally thought it could have been something that you installed on your television.
No,
WandaVision.
No.
Are you watching with WandaVision now?
Correct.
No, I still got HD.
No, it is not a VPN. No.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, to begin with the beginning, which was me heading out to Tiger Lane for Friday Night Stripes. God, that was fun.
Glad to hear it.
It was just great. And the great part was not the play of the quarterbacks. Although, it wasn't a debacle or anything. There was no one who claimed the job, that's for sure, right?
No one took the reins.
Grant Gunnell went 4 of 9, 23 yards.
Okay, we got to establish. Is it Gunnell or Gunnell?
I don't know. I literally was going to ask you that before the show.
I've always heard Gunnell.
Okay, Gunnell.
But I don't want to sit there and act as if
I'm the authority. It's French.
Yeah, of course.
Gunnell. 4 of 9, 23 yards. Seth Hennigan, honestly, if you just by...
You're not the only person that told me this.
If you had just said, you know, nothing about these quarterbacks, pick the one who's the starter from looking at watching Friday night, I would have picked Seth Hennigan.
Yeah, you are not the only one that said that.
He's 4 of 6, 27 yards. If you'd ask me who's the least apt to be ready to the quarterback?
Peter Parrish.
Peter Parrish. Just looks overmatched, honestly. 1 of 3, 18 yards. And surprisingly, a nice combination of he's speedy.
Uh-huh.
Seems to have a mastery of the offense. Keelan Brown.
Yeah.
He was 5 of 10 for 28 yards. Grant Gunnell is tall, I can tell you that. He definitely looks the part.
Oh, yeah.
And he threw the only touchdown pass.
Yep.
But it's funny, like, I was looking at the stats from the Alabama game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Memphis threw a total of 14 passes.
Yeah.
Like, they threw 50-something in the Alabama game.
Yeah, and with guys that I'm not even sure you want to throw 50 passes with. It's a new day.
So it is interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this evolves. But honestly, the football was totally secondary to the scene. And the football seemed fine, seemed good. Like, some of the newcomers made interceptions and whatever else. Like, it was...
Sure.
It was fine. I have nothing negative to say about the football. But the scene was tremendous.
Well, that is encouraging.
Because, well, first of all, it wasn't, it was more people than I've ever seen for a spring game. At a Memphis spring game. Not you know, they're more at a Tennessee spring game. But it didn't look like an irresponsible mob.
Right.
You know, COVID is still with us. In fact, did you know that right now there are more cases of COVID than ever before?
Yeah.
Right now. Because of the variant.
Correct.
And particularly in, I believe, in Brazil and India, just going crazy. And so there, worldwide, we have more COVID than we have ever had before. And at the event Friday, there was, in addition to the permanent, the station that's there at the fairgrounds,
right
where you have the giant installation of so people could get inoculated. You also had a mobile unit. So right there, you could get a rib, and then they'd usher you right into a little, they had a Mata bus, and you could step onto the Mata bus, get a shot in your arm, and be done. Like, it was fabulous. No one was pretending it was over. And in the actual stadium itself, I would say, you know, pretty much everyone wore a mask. I mean, you had to wear a mask. Now, everybody didn't wear it properly, but most did. Like, it did not, they didn't have pods, though. You know, you were supposed to seat yourself socially distanced. Every other row was cordoned off. So you couldn't sit in, you know, alternate rows were cordoned off, et cetera.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of space created that way. But then outside, there were lines of smokers and meats.
You could smell game day.
Cheeses and brews,
mm-hmm,
and revelry and tents and families, and the occasional person had a mask. And I'm not.
It was eating time.
But most didn't. Like, most didn't have masks, and it was outside, and it was fine, and it was just wonderful. I mean, you could tell if someone was smiling. Someone offered me a rib, and it was a damn good rib. Indeed, I had a second rib. I liked that first rib so much.
Yeah.
And because he could tell that I liked the rib. And
Number two.
I don't know if in the early days of
COVID.
Did
you have?
Number three.
No, I didn't have three. I would have eaten seven.
Three was a crowd. Three was a crowd.
At some point.
Two was the appropriate amount.
If you are mooching off of someone's free barbecue,
yes.
I don't think you want to can go back and say, hey, can I have a slab?
You can't run it back.
I can't. Is it? Can I find five
run,
more?
Run it again.
I'm not supposed to eat dinner at his place. I'm just
all
supposed
of a sudden
to
you're
eat
running
one of his ribs.
You're
know?
Running a no huddle. You know, just right, on the line. Exactly. On the line.
So I didn't, you know, but it was absolutely delicious. And it was just
may I have
so
just
much fun. It was
two more pieces of ribs?
You know what? Last year, the truth is, football, we did it. We got it in. But it was fundamentally joyless. I mean, it wasn't joyless when Memphis scored touchdowns against UCF, but it was a sort of a grim, can we manage this, keep your distance affair.
Yeah, and it had the makings, like it looked like football, it smelled like football, but at the same time, you're just like, wait a minute.
I'm not fooled.
This is like a...
I mean, it was, all there was the football.
You had it was to, like beyond football, you know, like that meat company that like fake right, meat, right, yeah, right. It's like...
All
it's
the,
close
there
enough.
Was nothing out, and here, I mean, the band was still socially distanced and whatever, but it really felt, it was easily the most joyous gathering of people in a place that I have experienced since COVID, and it was great, and it was really happy about it. I can't even begin to describe the happy feeling mm-hmm. of the game. It was just spectacular. And then that carried over to the game. The players were all saying the same thing, that it felt electric. And there was nothing electric about the play. There was nothing, again, nothing. I'm not
disparaging the play. It was a standard spring game.
It's a standard spring game. But the mood was just giddiness. So that happened. Then, simultaneous with that, your Memphis Grizzlies, for the warm-up act, were in Chicago and were getting the W over the Chicago Bulls. 128 to 115. Dylan with 32
mm-hmm.
in that one. Do we have any, give people just a rib? Can we give one rib that we can give them from that game?
On Friday night.
Just a little
we
bit
can
of a,
give two ribs.
Flavor,
yeah.
A little bit of a flavor.
One rib
of the
from
game.
Each game.
One from each game.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the victory of the Bulls.
4 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. Morant,
what did he just do? He jumps into the lane looking right sideline,
crazy,
gets bro. Caught in the air, and banks it up and in with his left hand. What a shot by John Morant. I thought the pass was going to Desmond Bane. Instead, Morant said, "Now I'll take care of it."
Nice call there, Eric. I like that.
Eric's good at his job.
What did he just do? It was the perfect mm-hmm. thing to say after that. What the hell did he just do? So that was good. But, I mean, we kind of expected that, wouldn't
you say? That one was like, I think we said on Friday, this would be the easiest. We thought, you know, given in the circumstances, this would be the best chance for a W.
Oh, we got an official weigh-in, by the way.
Mm.
Chuck Galina over there at the University of Memphis.
Yes.
It's Gunnell.
Gunnell. Okay.
You're right. Absolutely.
Okay, listen, as someone who loses a lot of money each football season on the Pac-12,
uh-huh.
I've seen Grant's work. And so I was pretty positive that was going to happen.
Grant Gunnell.
Yes.
Anyway, so we knew that was going to happen. So then there was...
thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. Then there's the next one. It's a back-to-back.
Against him.
Giannis.
And we don't have a great track record.
And the beast of the East mm-hmm. that is the Milwaukee Bucks. And, like, that was going to be tough, man.
We're already ahead. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we
right. You,
yeah.
you already got your win. And
you got the
whatever.
One that mattered.
This was, was going to be, and damn if they didn't go in there and win that flipping game. Really impressive. And it's astonishing. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, I don't know who the front office, I don't know who the executives of the year are. And I know I'm going overboard now, but I don't know who the executives of the year are in the NBA. Is it going to be in Brooklyn?
I would think so.
But you know what they did in Brooklyn?
They
got a player who wanted to be in Brooklyn
right.
and did just what they had to do to get him to Brooklyn.
Right.
Like, that's like saying executive of the year for Golden State because they got Durant or, you know, whatever, because he wanted to go to Golden State.
Yeah, pretty
State.
Sure that like, happened too.
Like, whatever. If a dude wants to come to your team and... You do just what you have to do to bring them to your team. I mean, I guess.
No, I mean, you know.
But, I mean, the truth of the matter is, is...
That should not be the standard, but I do think that ends up what's happened.
If you look at what happened against Milwaukee... So you got Dylan Brooks. Now, they don't get credit for Dylan, you know. He's a holdover,
sure.
Right? So, but Dylan with 21, second round pick, Dylan Brooks. He has 21. A nifty, is this efficient enough for you? 9 for 11 from 2.
That'll get the job done.
Okay. So then you got Grayson Allen, a throw-in. Wasn't he a throw-in? I believe he's what you called a throw-in.
There were whispers that the only way they were able to make the deal was that the Grizzlies had to take Grayson.
7 flipping threes. Talk about throwing them in. 7 threes for Grayson Allen, 26 points. The guy doesn't seem to have left.
By the way, not exactly empty threes either.
No. The guy does not seem to be haunted too much by that fiasco against Dallas, right? No. And that was good to see. He's becoming a likable character.
Well, the question, though.
It's amazing if you hit threes how likable you can become.
Yeah, he was.
If you hit 7 threes.
He was one of two from the free throw line.
Very likable. That's true. You make a good point.
Maybe they are haunting. We don't know.
And then in the meantime, so you got Grayson, who's a throw-in. And then you've got a medium first.
Yeah.
And a second from this year. Joining the team. Xavier Tillman with 15, Desmond Bane with 16.
Yeah.
Like, do they miss? Justice, maybe. Maybe. It's just unbelievable. Like,
we're telling our story right now, Jeff.
We are not used to this. Like, those are three. You throw darts, right?
Yes.
Throw darts in this deal and at some point. And you know what's an easy dart? An easy dart's when you get the number two pick in the draft. You got to really throw that. The Grizzlies,
when there was
once upon a time,
when there was a clear number two pick.
Once upon a time. No, I'm going back to another a dark day in Grizzlies history. When they threw the dart.
Yeah.
And it hit themselves in the forehead with the dart by drafting Hasheem Thabeet.
Like, yeah. They found a way to throw the dart directly to their own side.
There's been plenty that they've of higher picks that that over the years have missed. Right.
Correct.
Or the Chandler Parsons dart. That was a dart. That was a different kind of a dart. These guys are, they're darts. They're throwing them from way across the bar. You know.
Oh yeah.
Like when you're a Xavier Tillman in the second round, and they're hitting on everything.
Yeah, they're like Ted Lasso.
They're hitting on Grayson Allen. Mm-hmm. They're hitting on Xavier Tillman. They're hitting on Desmond Bane, and the Grizzlies now. It was the third straight time in a back-to-back where they've won the second game. Which is just unbelievable.
Take that for data.
They are now 7-3 in April. They are now 16-10 on the road. They are 6 of the last 7 road games. What they're doing is, and this is without Jaren Jackson, who you may recall is doubtful.
Upgraded to doubtful.
Just absolutely extraordinary. It feels like. I don't know.
Well, the thing that's truly amazing to me to watch is you look at it and you sit there and go, how do they do this? Like
waves. They do it in waves. Like they come at you in waves.
Yeah, but like, okay.
But they've also, like, even for the beginning of the season, they've transformed the offense.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you look at it in general. Like, if you're dividing it up and you look at every player at his position, do they have a top 10 player at the position? I mean, the thought is that Ja eventually is going to get there, but I don't think he's played like that this year.
Ja top 10 point guard, top 15.
I don't think he's played that.
He's certainly
this
a better
year.
Half point guard. No.
Yes.
He's better. He is good at. He is a very good player at the position.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
League wide. So,
yes.
And Jonas at the position.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Very good player at the position.
Yeah. That's about it. And look what they've accomplished. It's unbelievable to me.
It is unbelievable.
They're 3 games over 500.
They are 3 games over 500. And not only that, the teams around them.
Yes.
Here the truth is, and you can beat yourself up about this if you want. If you had not allowed that last second shot against Dallas, you would be ahead of Dallas.
Yeah.
It's just staggering. You would be ahead of Dallas. But Dallas loses to the Knicks. I mean,
that's been
New Orleans loses.
Well, that's all they do.
New Orleans, all they do.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. Like, you see highlight after highlight of Zion's dunks.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, this was in the course.
And the Pelicans lose by 15.
This was in the course of losing to the Knicks. Right. Both Dallas and Portland have lost 5 of the last 7.
Yeah.
And with Dallas, it would be 6 of the last 7 if they
are bad.
You know, are bad. Exactly right. It's just unbelievable. It is unbelievable what they have.
I mean, Jeff, this is a bigger question we have to start discuss. Everyone's concentrating on the standings, on the who's going to get the 7, can they get the 8? The Grizzlies are only half a game behind Dallas, not only for the 7, also for a division banner, baby.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Hang that banner.
Could be banner season.
God.
Chasing a banner, baby.
It's crazy fun. It is crazy fun. It's got Pete Pranica dancing. And we will talk to...
And Brevin.
And Brevin Knight dancing, too. But let's be honest. Pete's the one who's like...
Hey, Rob.
What is happening here?
Rob didn't exactly take the playoff either.
What exactly is happening here? You can bet on basketball, and why wouldn't you want to bet on your rampaging Grizzlies? You can do it at FanDuel Sportsbook. It is the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. And there's always new player props or game props for you. It's called the Same Game Parlay Bet, where you can combine those props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Only on FanDuel. So you can watch the game against the Grizzlies, pick a couple of different things. Point spread, first basket scored, player points, player rebounds, player assists, player steals, player blocks, three-pointers, etc. And if you have not tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, first bet, risk-free up to $1,000. And right now, new and existing users, $25 in site credit back every day if your parlay falls one leg short. That's every day. You heard that right. Every single day. It is why you should bet on FanDuel. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Promo code Calkins. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Brevin Knight's going to join us. We'll talk about those rampaging Grizzlies in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When it comes to home comfort, there's only one name you need to remember. That's Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Still family-owned and operated, we've been keeping you comfortable with superior service and exceptional products for over 50 years. Whether it's routine maintenance, emergency service, or a complete new system, our trained, professional, and friendly staff is always ready to assist you. For all your home comfort needs, we are the comfort company you can trust. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me, hello. I'm Flo from Progressive, and did you know...
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you, which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking, and you just check if you can be saving, which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Some things are just true, like your local Geico agent could save you hundreds, and also, you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper!
What the? Oh my gosh, my bees! Oh, no. They're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local Geico agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Hi, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier, and I'm asking you to join me in support of the DEA's Take Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Visit DEATakeBack.com. That's DEATakeBack.com.
You have the opportunity to build a future. AT&T is hiring technicians across the greater Memphis area to help expand and support the AT&T fiber network. Our technician teams are on the front lines of growing the AT&T fiber footprint and assisting customers with installing and supporting AT&T fiber. You'll experience new challenges and adventures with a full benefits package and employee perks. Sound like the right job for you? Apply today at att.jobs/technician. That's att.jobs/technician. AT&T is an equal opportunity employer.
Get to Destinations Unknown in your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 mpg highway in 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease, you own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79%. Mirage, MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse, NZ003094, MSRP 26325, Outlander, NZ005802, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
To the bright side of the road. With a lover once again. On the bright side of the road.
Hey, you want some money? If you want some money... And I did this, by the way, and I got money. This is true. Tennessee has this unclaimed property fund. And you may think, well, I don't have any unclaimed property. That's silly. But, like, if you have any kind of bank account you've forgotten or refund check that's wound up in some weird place or whatever else, maybe a refund from an overpayment to a doctor's office or something, like, there's something called ClaimItTennessee.gov. It's ClaimItTN.gov. Like it sounds. ClaimItTN.gov. Just right now, or as soon as you stop driving, go to ClaimItTennessee.gov, ClaimItTN.gov. Put in your name, and you know what happens? Pops up Jeffrey Calkins, $90-some dollars. It's just unbelievable. Like, they have this money that's unclaimed, and you have you tried, Jeffrey? Have you done this?
I have tried.
You were not owed any money?
Yeah, I was not owed.
My ex, same thing. Like, she tried, and she had money. It was...
By the way, that is the one downside of doing it. Like, ooh, it's like found money if you have a situation like Hawkins. But then you get kind of disappointed. Like, did I do something wrong?
There's $1.1 billion in the unclaimed property fund. Just put in your last name or your maiden name or whatever and see what pops up. ClaimItTN.gov. All right, joined now by Brevin Knight. Brevin Knight, of course... color commentator for the red-hot Memphis Grizzlies, and he's now going to explain to me the dance that you unveiled over the weekend. Did you know Pete could dance like this? Was it all his idea?
I was doing my claim at 10, but I'm still trying to see if I have some money.
Exactly right, yeah.
No, we Listen, when we told Petey that we were going to do it.
Uh-huh. We told him. When we told Petey that we were going to do it. Uh-huh.
It was he was very receptive and to doing it. Did not know what type moves Petey would pull out, but we wanted him to be the star of the second one, and he stole the show.
He stole the show. You all, for people who haven't seen it, Jeffrey stepped away. You and Rob hid Pete behind you, separated
yes.
like a elevator door opening, and out comes Pete throwing down those moves. It was really, when did this giddiness come over you that you decided you were like, when in the course of the show do you think, you know what really spiffed this one up? Pete dancing. Like, when does that happen?
Well, it all started really from the Chicago Bulls game. Chuck Swirsky, who does the radio for the Bulls, whenever they win games, he does his dance. And he commented on watching and enjoying our telecast right before we played the Bulls. And his son is our head, runs our video, is the head video guy for our team. And so Fish wrote to him and said, well, when we beat y'all tonight, then we'll do a dance just because that's what he did. Now, it was supposed to just be this little one-off situation because of Chuck.
Out of respect, right,
but,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Exactly. But then we win, and then, of course, you know our fans, they're like, well, we won.
Oh, no.
Y'all did it, we won. So when we win, you guys are going to have to do it again. So I'm like, hold on, Fish. You told me this is a one-off deal. and now you have me doing this for a second time. So I was like, well, if we're doing this a second time, we are definitely involving Pete. And so when we walked into the gym 2 days ago, Fish was like, well, what do you think? I said, oh, we're gonna win. He's going to dance, and you're going to do Grayson Allen as your walk-off interview. And
wow.
I'd be dang if all of those things did not come to fruition.
Holy smokes, that's impressive, Brevin. Wait, so wait a second, though. Now that it's worked twice, are we expecting a win tonight? If there's a win tonight, are you going to have to – is this now a thing? Are you guys stuck? Are you on the hook?
Listen, I have mixed feelings now about this game tonight. You know, I always want our Grizzlies to win. But I wouldn't mind getting off of this train of having to come up with more bad dancing that I'm going to do.
Well, the good news is I've
gotten killed.
If you are dancing on TV, you couldn't pick two better people to be dancing, you know, comparatively with than Robin Pete, you know? I mean, it's a...
I think, and here's the thing, though, I feel like I've been held to a higher standard.
I think you're probably right. We have a double standard. You're exactly...
Yes.
You're exactly. There's no question, Brevin. We're like, Brevin should be able to dance. We forgive them. What's your excuse? Right.
Exactly. And know what I tell us? I have no excuse. I told y'all I don't dance. It's not what I do. I like to just stand and just kind of bop to the music, enjoy it, and now y'all have me up here. I'm supposed to be a representation of what dancing looks like, and I'm not at all. I have fun.
In your college days, you weren't dancing? You were?
No. I was that guy that just stood by the wall. Maybe we'll go out and do a little quick two-step. You know, when the lights got low and you could do a little slow dancing and get close, then I would do that part, but I'm not going to be jumping around out there getting sweaty. No, that's not me.
It's really a heck of a lot of fun. How, by the way, before we get into the really fun weekend, what's this year been like for y'all? And obviously, I mean, I can't talk about it without mentioning the tragedy that was involved for so many, but also with y'all with losing Speedy. Like, it's been a hard year.
It's been tough, you know, the Speedy situation is hard every night because when we get to the end of games, it had become like a religion for us that when Petey is saying the game is produced by Scott Zachary, directed by Tom Hewitt, Brian Wright on the graphics, usually then that's where he goes with Speedy Edwards, and then that's when I go beep, beep for our replays and highlights. And so every night is a reminder of how much we miss our brother, you know, due to this terrible pandemic that we're trying to get out of. So the games are still hard because I miss them terribly. And then in terms of just calling the games, it has been hard because we're such interactive people, and that when we come into the arenas, the way that we, the people that work in the arena, how we would normally greet them and talk to so many people, we're not able to see everybody in that way. To have the fans and feel the energy of the building, and sometimes allow the energy of the building to kind of set the stage for those people that are sitting and watching at home. We can't do that anymore. For road games to be sitting in FedEx Forum with, we probably have a total of 10 of us, with the people with the cameras
right
in between us. So you're sitting in an empty arena with 10 people trying to create a atmosphere so those that are watching at home don't feel as stale as we feel calling the game. And so it's had to be a lot of adjusting, but I would say that we have the least amount of adjusting to do as what players and coaches and just them trying to be able to have a season, what they've gone through. So we just count our blessings that we have a job, we have an opportunity to still bring basketball to people, to create a little bit of joy for those 2.5 hours, 3 hours, if you combine the both the pre and post game. And I mean, we feel like that's our,
it's still,
kind of, that's
you
our
guys,
duty.
It's a blast. You guys make it fun. How much do you miss? I don't mean miss it, like how much do you miss it in your heart? I mean, in terms of what you're able to glean from the game when you're sitting courtside as opposed to when you're, 1,000 miles away, because you all bring insights that the rest of us don't have even from 1,000 miles away. But do you notice that there are things you miss because you're not courtside?
Oh, yeah. We miss. So I like to roam with my eyes, which is I watch the benches. I watch the interaction with officials. And then you also are able to just hear things when you're that close. And so you miss that part of it. You almost feel like you are a part of the game also when you're down on the floor. And that's the vibe and feel we would like to get across to those to everyone that's watching. And so we're having to manufacture all of that from being further away. There'll be a lot of times where it's like, oh, well, we're not down on the court, so we really don't know what's happening. We kind of got to just wait and get different camera angles to then try to decipher what was happening. So it's definitely been a challenge, but one in which we like I said, we've had to adapt and adjust, and hopefully people don't recognize too much that it's not the same.
So after the Dallas loss, the players, the coaches were all upbeat. And they were genuinely upbeat. It was striking. They were like, this didn't end the way we wanted, of course, but we're playing the way we want, and we feel good about ourselves. And there were some people who were like, I wanted them to be throwing chairs or wanted them to be, biting heads off or whatever. And I think they showed over the weekend why they felt pretty good about it, because they are playing well enough. I mean, obviously, to do what they did is pretty extraordinary, to pick themselves up after that loss and do what they did over the weekend. How do you explain it?
They have the utmost confidence in themselves at this point. And you go back to it took a miraculous shot in the Dallas game. I even go back to the Knicks game. Those two games are the only two games that they've lost outside of losing to Utah, who's just a inferior team at this point with the talent, the players that they have, the just where they are with their organization and where we are. But the other two games were games that were right in their hand, and they played well enough to win it. And so that the positivity that is flowing through them is there. They are the combination of being able to still attack the paint, scoring the paint, but they have been able now to consistently make double-digit threes. I think that has also boosted their confidence on the offensive end. And defensively, a big issue I thought earlier in the year was the only way that they were getting stops were via turnovers, steals. They weren't getting a lot of live ball shot misses, which is miss shot, rebound, and run. Well, they're doing that now. The rotations are there. So I think that they are in such a comfort zone with what they're doing on both ends of the floor that the confidence is there, but it's a real confidence.
I like that you called that Rob's walk-off interview would be with Grayson Allen. It was 7 threes, 26 points, nice rebound from missing those free throws. He's a tremendous story, isn't he? Like, he was considered a throw-in in that Utah trade. And what he has done this year is I mean, he's a weapon. He is a weapon. Yes. He takes a lot of threes and he makes a lot of threes. And we haven't had one of those since Mike Miller.
Yeah, and the thing about it is what I like is that we're not using him to be like Mike Miller. We're not using him to be like Kyle Korver or guys that are just standstill shooters for the most part. Now, Mike early on did a lot of what Grayson is doing, being able to put the ball on the floor, will explode over the top of people. And so he had the full game. And so that's what Grayson has. He has a full game. We've seen him playing pick and rolls more. We've seen him shoot floaters. We've seen him get to the rim with some explosive dunks. And so he likes to coin the phrase with his guys as being hoopers. And so it was nice to see the narrative change from the beginning of the year because he shot the ball so well in the bubble that he was now going to be our three-point shooter. But the thing I always said was, yeah, he's a capable three-point shooter, but what he is a basketball player. He plays the entire game. And I think that him being comfortable with doing all of what he's capable of doing and then now to throw in the threes, the confidence to be able to shoot, I think that is what has led him to have the success that he's having now.
And then Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman. I mean, that to do what you did against Milwaukee – second night of a back-to-back, the roster's still diminished, and to have those guys step in and do what they did, I guess the confidence extends all the way to them.
Yeah, and I give Taylor Jenkins and his staff a lot of the credit for that because they've let everyone know that you are important to our team. Number one, stay ready. So when your numbers call, you're ready to go out and play. But when you go out, there's no reins on guys when they go out. It's not like you go play and you're only supposed to shoot this shot. Don't do that. You're only supposed to do this. He's allowed them to go out and use all of their skills. Make some mistakes, learn from those mistakes, get better from them. But he's very encouraging to these guys. And when you have a young basketball team, the biggest thing you want them to be is confident in their game. You don't want them second guessing. You want them to go out and be the players that they can be. And so I give him a ton of credit for being able to communicate with guys what he expects from them, but also giving them enough rope to be able to go out and play freely without having to think as much.
Okay, so the next trick for Taylor Jenkins is going to be how to integrate the players who are coming back into this group that is playing so well. Now, the truth of the matter is some of it was going to take care of itself because everyone isn't healthy for every game. You know, I don't know if Jaren Jackson Jr., they say he's doubtful to play tonight, but we know Jonas isn't playing tonight. Like, some of this does, in the end, other people will, whether it's Knicks and, you know, banged up or whatever, you won't have a full roster every night. But presumably Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to come back this week, we imagine, if not tonight, that Justice Winslow will be back at some point, that DeAnthony Melton will be back at some point. How tricky is this going to be for him to integrate them into this good thing that's rolling along?
Well, it'll be tricky. The good part is for Melton, it's easier to find a role for him in this because he's been pretty much playing all year. The other two are the two that with Justice still trying to figure out how he fits in. And then when Jaren comes back, how long will he be able to play? What will those minutes look like? And then, you know, how does he just fit in with what everyone has been doing all year? But the other thing is it gives him and the ability to play whatever style is necessary for the opponent that we're playing. So if we need to be bigger, then he has an opportunity to play big. If you need to size down, you can size down. Do I need more defensive players on the floor? We go that route. So I think the ability to be able to adjust game to game will be an asset for him. And it's something that, guys, he has been able to do a good job this year of keeping guys out of their own head, which means not worrying about me, but worrying about the team. And if they can continue to have the success with doing it the way that they do. And I think that whoever, when it's your time to be called to go in, those guys will still play just as hard, whether it be playing consistently every night, maybe missing a couple games. Listen, I say this much. Xavier Tillman, to me, has been the ultimate professional because he was playing well And then they took him out of the lineup to try to see what Brandon Clark looked like playing at the five. So for three or four games, he got DNP CDs, which is didn't play with coach's decision. But then once he was called and back in the lineup, there wasn't a sulking. There wasn't a, I should have been out here. He went right back to doing what he did before he missed those games. And so there's been a high level of professionalism from a group of young guys that you normally don't see.
Does it help that he is a rookie? Like, I mean, he's a rookie second-round draft pick, so most aren't getting that minutes anyway. I mean, maybe I do give him full credit for doing that, but I imagine that would be harder once you get to your fourth year, for example.
It could, but the thing with young guys a lot of times is you get into your own head of, I was playing well, why am I not playing? And see, at least as a fourth-year guy, you may have gone through this before. You may be in a situation where, well, I know maybe I'm going to another team. There are others, but as a young guy playing well, in the midst of playing well, now you go to the bench for three or four games and then come back. Usually there's that little bit of a hangover of, well, I should have been out here anyway. He hasn't had that one bit. You don't see that in his body language. I haven't seen that in anyone's body language this entire year. So whatever formula they have been able to cook up in terms of keeping everybody happy has been the right one.
What can they – I mean, obviously this focus on the long term and the process and everything else has worked out brilliantly for them, and it's produced this record and this team that seems to like each other and play for each other. But we are looking at the standings, and right now half a game behind Dallas. Portland is struggling as well. Real questions about what's going on in Portland. What can this team – when you look at the standings, what should be the goal?
The goal is to reach the sixth seed. You have a great opportunity. Portland with Lillard being out really affects them, what they're able to do. Dallas is a little bit on a roller coaster. So those, and now you have an opportunity to play Portland pretty much three times within 2 weeks. We'll play the Blazers two there, one here. And I take that back. In 2 weeks, it'll be within a week's time of playing them three times. So that gives you a great opportunity. We missed the opportunity with Dallas to be able to win that season series. They won 2-1, so they have the tiebreaker. But I think that the good thing about this is you can at least be looking at how am I catching the teams in front instead of worrying about how am I keeping the teams behind. And that's two different mindsets. And so I think they play well enough, they've been playing consistent enough that they keep looking ahead. How do we catch this next team? Don't worry, the team's behind. We keep playing well, the team's behind will stay behind. But can we move into being outside of that playing game or at least solidify being a seventh or eighth seed so that you only have to win one game of the play-in scenario in order to be a playoff team?
And last question, there may well be a verdict today in the coming from Minnesota in the George Floyd case. Are you all mindful of that? Like the NBA has put out, you know, there could be disruptions. They're making people aware that of what could be the fallout here one way or another. Obviously, a lot of the country is thinking about that today. I don't know. What's your thoughts going into it?
My thoughts are that I am hoping very much so that there is a guilty verdict in his case and one in which there will be major time for what happened. If that doesn't happen, then I am very nervous about what the next steps are. Because when you can blatantly murder somebody and do it with no emotion, that was the thing that got me with the whole thing. He did it with no emotion. And if you are able to now get off for it, then for minorities, it will not be a good day. And for me, it will be very hard to call a basketball game without that going through my mind of, this is everyday living, this is the game that we play. But the game that we play is only for 2 hours. My life, my son's life, is every day. And that's what I worry about more than anything. So is it something that's on my mind? Yes. Am I conscious about it? Yes. If it doesn't go that way, then I am very nervous about what the next steps are and what happens in our country. And so, like the NBA, like I know the majority of our players, Everybody has an eye to it. We still have a job to do, but that is a real life scenario.
Yeah. Let us hope that justice is served. Brevin, you're great to join us. Thanks very much, man.
No, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. And I think there's a lot of skepticism in the African-American community about whether justice will be served, because they have seen so many examples of it going the other way. It's going to be closing arguments today.
Correct.
But there could be, you don't know how early a verdict could take place. I think Previn's point, I don't know. I can absolutely imagine how it would be hard for him to call a game, and hard for the players. This is something that they care deeply about. When Brevin says he, it's about his life and about his son's life, and this means something deep. You can't live in a country when someone can kill someone with impunity and walk away. And if that's how you are valued, it sends a clear signal about how you are valued in this country. If you can do that, if a cop can do that and can walk away. So could be potentially a very emotional day in the United States of America. I don't know how to segue out of that. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Chris Harrington on the other side. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Spring is finally here. Now is the perfect time to lace up a fresh pair of New Balance running or walking shoes and go hit all those trails, streets, and sidewalks that you've been missing. New Balance does athletic footwear better than anyone. And at the New Balance Memphis store, you can get a pair of perfect-fitting shoes just for you. At the New Balance Memphis store, we do more than take measurements. Our trained fit specialists will ask if you walk or run, how often, on what surfaces. We get as much information as we can before matching you with a pair of New Balance shoes that perfectly fit your feet and your life. We've got all the other gear you need for spring, too, including New Balance fitness apparel for running and walking and a whole lot more. There's no better time to get outside than right now. So come to the New Balance Memphis store behind the Outback Steakhouse on Germantown Parkway and get your New Balance footwear and spring apparel today.
I've been telling you about Triumph Bank now for more than a year, but I really love the spots that we run where real customers, I am a real customer, where other customers are telling you about Triumph Bank, because that's the point. Like, that's what matters, is that there are lots of Memphians who have made Triumph their bank and it's made a difference. I love the one, there's a small business owner and Triumph made it possible. And he drives around town seeing how the impact that his small business has and how it means so much to him to be able to employ other Memphians, et cetera. That's why it's important to have local banks, a bank that was started right here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's grown into a big regional power now with all the financial muscle you could possibly imagine. But still, when they say invest in the community, it's because that's what they are. I mean, they are both in the sense that they roll up their sleeves and help with philanthropic causes. But if someone comes to them with an idea for a business, they can work with them and help get that business off the ground and give them the resources that they need. Or in what they do in helping kids who've never had a bank account see what banking's all about so they can build their own financial security and change their financial circumstances. Triumph Bank, it's my bank, should be your bank. They're invested in the community and making banking easy for you.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Make sure you are ready for the spring showers with Lucius Roofing. Do you have a leaky roof that needs repair? At Lucius Roofing, we do things the old-fashioned way. Every shingle is nailed by hand with no air equipment. Roof replacement, roof repairs, commercial roofing, and more. For over 35 years, Lucius Roofing has served all your roofing needs. Call Lucius Roofing for your free roof inspection today at 901-509-9082 or visit us online at golucius.com.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes, thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access through their underwriting system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners...